Morning, Boker Tov. Today, Amud and Araisa is Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin. Today's Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We already planned and we got a little ahead. We're on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're already right where the lines get wide, or up to Tashema Vayan, like the second wide line. We got a little bit ahead. The goal is to cover most of the rest of Daf Yud Zayin. We're really covering tomorrow's Amud as well, like this, because tomorrow we're not going to be in Shir in person. And just for the record, next week as well, we will likely be starting off on Zoom only. I'll post to the chat which days, when we'll be back in person, but assume for sure for the beginning of the week till at least Tuesday, we'll be on, including Tuesday, we'll be on Zoom. Sorry? Right, so Monday and Tuesday will likely be on Zoom. Okay, says the Gemara. Man, I'm just get a reminder of Barry, just because we've been focused on these topics of Tumah V'Tahara for a couple of bat, and we focus on this concept of Tumas Mashkin, three of Machlaikis, but this Mashkin is Tumah D'Raisa Machlal, and Reb Shimon held the Yisrael D'Raisa. We had Reb Yehuda also seemed to hold that the Yisrael D'Raisa Mashkin. We had other sheets that seemed to say Blazer, that maybe there's not Tumas Mashkin D'Raisa. Then we had Machlaikis in Yisrael and Yezer, who says that in the base Mitpachaya, we say there's no Tumah. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Shmuel holds about that the Mashkin itself is Tumah? It just means it cannot convey Tumah to other things. And that was the idea would be because Tumas Mashka conveying Tumah, Tumas Mashka itself is Araisa, but Mashka conveying Tumah to something else is Rabbanan. And in the basement Pechaya, by the butchering house, they didn't make Xavier, that's Shmuel. Rav says, no, the Bechlal, the concept of Mashka being Tummy itself is only Dirabanan. And therefore, by basement Pechaya, it's not even Tummy itself. Forget about being Tamaz, it's not even Tummy itself. That's one Machlik is Shmuel, whether the Mashka itself is Tummy in the basement Pechaya or not. They both agree outside the basement Pechaya it's Tummy. Shalzav is Tummy itself in the basement Pechaya. And it's totally the Machlik is whether Mashka is Tummy the rice or not. That was first Machlik is. We then had another Machlik is whether or not it was Dafka based Mit Pechaya or even based Mit Pechaya. Mit Pechaya means the place of Tabach, of Shechita, the butchering house. Mit Pechaya would mean not just the Mashka of let's say, Dam, of the butchering house, or maybe if there's water there as well, but mid bechayer refers to mizbeach. That would include wine and oil would be included in this dispensation that we're not going to have to ask mashka. If you hold mid bechayer versus mizbeach, that was another machlekes, another discussion. A separate machlekes was when Chagai questioned the kahanim with the shailos about Tumah V'Tahara, did they get it right or did they get it wrong? Shmuel held they got it right. Rav held they got it wrong. Ishtibushi, they made a mistake. And we bring rice, that's what we're in the middle of right now, bringing rice in that conversation, whether it's clear that the kahanim knew what they're talking about, or they knew the halachas about revis and so on, or not. That's what we're middle of discussing. And another machlekes is going to come up in three lines, but I'm speaking now already, is further, a vayit machlekes Rav, interesting, but this time it's Levi, not Shmuel, and that is about, well, I really just mentioned it before, when we spoke about this leniency of Reis Ben Yezer, was it Dafka in the base Mit Pechaya, that's Rav, Dafka in the butchering house? Levi's one of the arguments says, no, the leniency was even on the base Mit Pechaya, even the other mashka, like oil and wine, there for libations, also have the heter. Okay, we'll get to that machlekes very shortly. But Tashema, let's still bring a raya in the machlekes Rav Shmuel, like Gabi, whether there was a Chagai's conversation with the Kanim, whether they were mistaken or not. The pasuk says, V'yan Chagai, V'yaymer, Kena, this is right in the beginning of the second line, of the wide lines. Actually, Kedai for us to quote the rest of the pasuk. I'm going to quote the rest of the pasuk. This is pasuk Perek Beis, pasuk in Beis, and Chagai. And the pasuk continues. I'm sorry. This is Perek Beis pasuk Yedalad. And the pasuk continues says, "V'chein agayazeh lefanei numa Hashem v'chein kol masi yedehem v'ashekrivu sham tamehu." So this argument part doesn't go with this part of the pasuk. That's the key part. Mara says for Gamer, the key part. We're supposed to know these pasukim. The Gemara says the key part is at the end of the pasuk. V'chagai says v'chein kol masi yedehem, all the masi yedehem of these kahanim v'asher yakrivu, what they bring sham tamehu is tameh. Says the Gemara very simple. Bishlam the Rav that they were making mistakes. So how did they accept tameh? He was saying that their actions are tameh because they don't know about Revi B'Kaydish, they didn't know, so he's saying the actions tameh. El Shmuel, that they knew the Allah, because the Kohen didn't make a mistake. At my time, why would the actions be tameh? Says the Gemara, deflects, says, itumui kam tameh. No, Chagim was saying it like in wonder, like in question form, rhetorical. Because they knew the Allah's, tamehu, will it be tameh? If I do not, it won't be tameh. It was like, question form, would it be tameh? Avad not, because they know the Allah's. Says the Gemara, but the Lashon v'chein kol ma'aseh yedehem. That lashon is mashma that and all of their work, the Maisa Yidayim, is Tamei, factual, not question form. That sounds more like a statement. Gemara says, you're right. Amar Zush V'Tem Rav Ashi, Metech Shekukulos Maseyem Anupshat. Metech Shekukul Maseyem, Mala Akasav Keilu Hikri V'Tuma. Since they were Mekalka in their Maisim, therefore it's considered as if they brought the Kavanas B'Tuma, and the Chami, Koy Tishmul Kam Nudalachos. They were making a mistake in bringing a B'Tuma. But their other actions weren't so ay. And because they were Mekalka in their other actions, it was considered as if what they did was B'Tuma. What does that mean, the Mekalka of actions? Rashi says, Chag is referring to the future. In the future, Kai, so of course, you know, didn't properly behave at large, kind of included. And therefore, the karbanos that they brought were considered to be betuma, even though they weren't actually betuma. That is how Rashi learns it's referencing the future actions. Radak says it goes back when we had earlier about who went up to the, who was Ela Regal. Right? I'm sorry, who was Ela in the times of Ezra, who went back up to the Bayis Sheni, up to the base, up to the base of Mikdash. We know that Shevet Levi was lax, for example. Shevet Levi was very lax. I'm confusing, actually. I just said we just had it in Daf, in Ksuvitz. Shevet Levi was lax in going back up, and particularly in general. Rav of Klal Yisrael didn't go back up. Rav of Klal Yisrael, Rav of Klal Yisrael stayed back. Only 42,000 of Klal Yisrael went back up in times of Ezra. I'm leaving. He went back up to Beis Hamikdash, and only 42,000 went to Ezra. The rest didn't. So, because they were lax in going up, that's what it means, Matech Shekul Masayim, that's the Radak learns, that's what's going on already at that time, they were Mekalkel the Masayim to go back up, and therefore, it was considered Kilu was Tameh. The Vavim wouldn't ask, what Shaykh is Tumah with Kilkel Masayim? There's a bigger shmooze here, but we want to cover more ground, so we'll just touch on the basics of it. The Vavim wouldn't ask, that what is the connection between Kilkel Masayim and Tumah? So he brings a beautiful pshat. The Vavim wouldn't brings that the Gemara later, particularly related to Kohanim, the Gemara later brings, we actually had it earlier as well, on Daf Tezvav, we just had it a blot ago, that pigul leiser tummy, right? So we said that the tummy, the Gemara says shiny pigul leiser tummy, pigul leiser tummy can be burnt together because pigul leiser are also tummy. The Gemara later explains more about this. What does it mean? What's being pigul's tummy? The Gemara says pigul's batami yadayim. Why is pigul batami yadayim? Zir darbanan. Why is zir darbanan? Because it's an incentive, or it's to disincentivize the kahanim to mefagal. If the pigul's batami yadayim, they didn't come tummy. Ah, here you have a guy who's doing a chiv karas. Eating pickles, eating carbs. But the guy's being mefagel a carbon. He's messing with a carbon. It's the pain of which eating a carbon will be a chi of carbs. And you think because of the zera drabbanan as batami yadayim, that's going to bring him back. And this type of kasha, I've had a few places in Shas. This is not my kasha over here. The Vavemundu has the kasha. We had this kasha, if you remember, we got the kasha by Shabbos, where the Gemara says that if someone's chayiv, if someone is eva malach on Shabbos, b'mezid, and let's say he cooks, the lach is, drabbanan gezer, he can't have enough for mitlailim. Here you have a guy who's been Mechal Shabbos amazing cooking. He's going to listen to their Rabbanan about not Menelelem. Different rate, what's the shot over there, but the idea over here is, this is the kasha that Taisus says. Taisus has the kasha. I say about Munim. Rav Munim is quoting, is shtelling to the Taisus, but it's Taisus' kasha. Taisus asks, the guy doesn't care about the din of Pigel, is he going to care about Tumas Yadayim? I'm going to say a story, it's a terrible story, but there was once in a shul where the people in the shul were quite makbar not talking. The Rav was makbar not talking, which is what he's supposed to do. And one of the people of the shul wanted to get the message across. He went over to a guest who wasn't regular and said that the Rav over here is very makbar not talking. And the response of the chutzpinyak, he was wrong, but his response along his lines were, if I don't care about the Shulchan Aruch, why are you so sure I'm going to care about what your Rav says? Terrible, terrible response. But the point, the same idea. It's the same concept. I'm just being honest. The concept. Again, terrible response. I'm not condoning the response. But the point is that it has to be logical. Like that, we're going to make a gzeira that is mitami yadayim to stop a bigger, says Taisus. Yes. Over here works. You know why? We have a local kohen can attest to it. Kohanim have an aversion to tumah. Yes. And we just clear writes this. I think Taisus over there even says this, but it could be elsewhere, that they talk about a case of kohanim murdering another kohen, fighting for a position, committing crime of murder, but they're so concerned, get the body out of the Beis HaMikdash. The same people who are worried about, who are not worried about murder, could even be, they're lax in murder and machmer on tumah. Different people take on different mitzvahs, different yanim, with different levels, and the kohanim in particular, in tumah, that was a big connection. And therefore, says Vayim Mudim, that could be pshat here as well, that because the kohanim are so averse to tumah, tumah is such a strong factor in the mindset of kohanim, even kohanim rishayim have an aversion to tumah, so therefore the gezeira here was that when they're maseyim ha-makokel, we treat it like tumah. And if they hear this, that maseyim ha-makokel is treated like tumah, that's going to get them to not do bam maseyim, because tumah was, they're so averse to tumah. Okay, so that's more further. Gufa. Rav, Tani, Mashkeim, we spoke as Machlokes right before, but this, here's where it is. Rav says in Reis Ben Yezer's testimony, in his Edus, Hey Yad Reis Ben Yezer, that they were Rabbanu relaxed their gezeira of tumah of mashka, where base mitbechayim, the butchering place. Levitana mashka base mitbechayim. It's referring to the anything that can go on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara is going to analyze. Remember, this machlokes Rav and Levi is also related to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel before Rav himself and Shmuel, whether or not mashka itself has tumah deraisa, and it was only rabbinic that it conveys tumah to something else, and that was the leniency in the butchering place or the mizbeach place, or no, that's Shmuel's malach. Rav's own malach was that mashkin itself doesn't even have tumah deraisa b'chlal. The whole tumah mashkin itself is only rabbinic, and that's what we're relaxing in this butchering place. Says the Gemara now, Levi, according to Levi, hanichis filei k'Shmuel. If Levi goes according to Shmuel, the Amar dachli matama tumas zecherim, that the mashka is tar from being matama other items. Avotumas aspeishlam, but avada has its own tumah mideraisa. Mashka has its own tumah. It's just midrabanan, it's mitama others, and when it comes to this, the base of Yiddish, we have a leniency that's mitama others. So it's very good. Mishkachasla, the case would be, meaning, the question is, Chagai described the case of oil being tummy. How would oil be tummy? The case is simple. Denagi kulub rishon. When all the items touch a rishon, if the item touches a rishon, therefore, it would be shayach to have, the question was, whether it would be shayach to have tum over there, and the answer is yes, since only the mashkin of the Beis HaMikdash are exempt from being tummy, but other mashkins could have tumah, therefore it could even get to Ravi by the oil. Eli, sub like your Rav, if Levi holds like Rav, that means that mashka doesn't have tumah b'chlal, dachi mamish, and meaning when it comes to mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, they're totally tar. So how would you ever have a case that the oil became tummy, it became tummy from other mashkin, or after the oil become tummy itself b'chlal, or mashka don't become tummy, chemishkachasla. Gemara says, you're right. Al-Karcha Levi holds like Shmuel. If Levi has to come up with a case that oil is tummy, he must hold like Shmuel, because if you're like Rav, oil will never become, itself will never become tummy. Remember, Levi's saying, let's do the math. Levi's saying that the leniency that there's no tumas in the base of Mikdash applies not just to the base mitbechaya, it applies even to the base mitbechaya, even to that which goes to the mizbeach, which includes even wine and oil. Now, if he goes like Levi, what does that mean? It itself can't become tummy. So, what was the shiloh that Chagai asked about the one oil level? Does it reach Ravi? Does it reach only Shlishi? Forget about Ravi and Shlishi. Liquids don't become tummy at all, according to Levi. Oils and wine don't become tummy. But if Levi goes like Shmuel, that the whole leniency was whether or not it transmits tumma or not, but the fact that there is inherently a tumma on mashka itself could become tummy. So then, of course, it would be shayach for the oil itself to become tummy. That would be shayach. And therefore, that's what Chagai's question was. Could oil become a revi? The answer is yes. It could, maybe not by the base, maybe b'chayach, but the oil itself could become a revi. So Akar Levi goes like Shmuel. Shmuel's feeling. Ula Shmuel, sorry. Yeah. That was the answer we said for Kamitza, but the question and the wording in Chagai's question was, he asked about oil, right? He spoke at oil. No. You confused two things. The Gemara answered before that a case of Beimid Bechaya could be Kemitza, which is a salad. That's correct. You're right about that. But that wouldn't help for Chagai's question to the Kohanim, because Chagai's question clearly discussed oil. He discussed Shemin. So you can't say that's talking about Kemitz. He discussed Shemin. Okay. Ula Shmuel now. Now, according to Shmuel, who learned that the Kohanim, remember, just keeping Chash, but Shmuel was the one, that's why you have to remind us of all the Machlekesim. Shmuel held, the Kohanim didn't make a mistake. They got everything right. Shmuel didn't make a mistake. So now, how is he understanding they didn't make a mistake, meaning they held that it could, the Shiloh was whether oil could be Chamishi, and they said, no, it can't be, and they were right. That's what Shmuel learned. There was no mistake, the Shiloh was by Chamishi. According to Rav, the Shiloh was by Ravi, and the Kohanim were wrong, because they said Dachin, it's Tar, they were wrong. According to Shmuel, they were right, because it was talking about Chamishi, which means Ravi could be. So now, what's the case? If he was like Rav, the Tani Mashka Beit Mit Bechaya, if he was like Rav, that the dispensation of Yosef Ben Yezer, that the Chum said there's no din Tumas Rabban or Mashka, was referring to only Beit Mit Bechaya of the butchering place, of a Mashka Beit Mit Bechaya, but the Mashkin of the Beit Mit Bechaya of the Mizbeach, namely the Yayin and the Shemin, can yes make other tuma, then it's gavaldig. Reviewed leav chamishi. Hashi shav revi. That's exactly what the Kohanim said. Revi will not make chamishi, but shlishi will make a revi by these other liquids that are not from the Beit Mitbechaya, namely the wine and the oil, could become revi. Elisav like Levi, but if Yol is like Levi, the time mashke Beit Mitbechaya. If Shmuel is like Levi, then Yosef Ben Yezer was talking about even the mashkim of the Beit Mitbechaya of the mizbeach. Excuse me, at the mashkim of the Beit Mitbechaya, the mashkim of the Beit Mitbechaya will not become tummy either. My area of Vid Lev Chamishi. Why saying the Vid can be Chamishi? A few Shani Shlishi Nami, even a Shani, even certainly Shlishi, not Lami Lavid, because these mashkas don't become Tami in the base of Midash. Says Gemara, Al Kach Rav Shila, you're right. So Shmuel, who argues in Rav Lagabe whether this Tumah of the mashka itself and it's only a conversation of conveying tuma. As Shmuel Shita, Rav says, no, it's not even tuma itself. Shmuel clearly argues Rav like that, but he has to give to Rav that Yosef Meir's statement is on the bay mitzbechai with the test on the butchering place only, not a leniency of dispensation on the bay mitzbechai. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a case. Okay, Tanakh of us, Rav, Tanakh of us, Shmuel. Delevi. We have a price that backs up Rav that Yosef Meir's statement was about the bay mitzbechai, the butchering place, and we have a riot to Levi, which we're going to say first, that it was about even about the mizbeach. The price is going to say interesting dinim, but it's going to be clear from the conversation that we're talking about bay mitzbechai of the mizbeach. Let's see. Tanya kavas to Levi, hadam, ayayin, vashemen, vayimayim. Blood, wine, oil, and water. Mashke bay mitzbechai, which are all considered mashke bay mitzbechai. Very clearly, what are you talking about? Mashkin of the mizbeach, black and white. The halacha is as follows. She didn't move from him, they came tumbling from him. Now we know there was, this is going according to the Yosef Meir Yezer, that there was a leniency on the din of Tumas Mashkin of Nim, and according to the Fitz like Levi, on the Beit Midbechaya, they became Tumim of Nim. Let's go like the Tzad, that they themselves are Tummy, but they're not allowed to convey Tumma further. Let's go with that Tzad. She didn't move from Nim, they became Tumim themselves with Nim, Faitsun Lechutz, and then they're taken outside. Tahirin. They're tar from making other things Tummy, even though now they're outside. Dispensation was inside the base of Mekdash, now they're outside. And it goes weiter. Once they go outside, they get a psul chutz. The halacha is kutcha, they go outside, get a psul chutz. So that not only are they no longer inside by the mizbeach, they're not even valid to go on the mizbeach still. Once they got their tumah, they're in a matzah that the tumah cannot be conveyed further. Even when they go outside, they remain tar, they don't convey tumah further. Nidva b'chutz b'chutz b'chutz. But on the flip side, if the tumah started outside, and that's a tumah that can convey further, because it's outside, then they brought inside tumah, and they still have the power to make tumah, to make tumah further inside. That is the brisa. Very clear, the din of the brisa are not even as, I mean, they're definitely relevant, but to our raya purposes, the raya is from, we're just talking in terms of mashka bei mitbechaya. Why are we talking in terms of the mashka of the mizbeach? Obviously, this goes a raya to Levi in Rabbi Yosef Meir Yezer, that his, the dispensation of the rabbinic din of tumas mashkin are even for the mizbeach, not just for the base mitbechaya. I keep saying even because mizbeach includes dam and water, plus wine and oil, where the mitbechaya doesn't have the wine and oil. Aini, ask him our question. Now, once we quote this raya, we just ask a question on the din of the brisa. Is that so? Of Amar Shum Shum Levi, Mashkei Mitbechaya Lamar Dochein El Mekayman. We learned that the mashkei of mitbechaya is only tar in its place. Isn't that a clear hagdara that only in its place? Once it goes out, it will give off tama. My lab the mute nitmu b'fneim v'aytzin lechutz v'ketam fneim asegim lechutz, that it would give off tama. So isn't that a just a kasha on the statement we had in this brisa? We have a steer from the brisa to the member of Yeshua Malevi. That's all. We're not. Our raya is still good raya. It says more light. The mute nitmu b'chutz v'ketam fneim. No, what we mean to say is that we come to exclude. Let's say it became tama b'chutz and then brought b'fneim. Only if it became tama b'mkaimim is it excluded. But if it became tama outside, it's not excluded from the tama. But if it became tama inside and then was taken outside, it still will retain the leniency. Fact more, but the lush doesn't fit. V'hamim kaimim kamar. The lush of kaimim is mashma only in their place is their dispensation. The second is out of its place, no dispensation. Not like what the price says. The Gemara says hachamar la'amr dachein elishin nitbu mim kaimim. Sticking that the word shenitbu only has a din of being tar from the din tumah derabbanan mashkin. If it became tummy in the base of Mikdash in its place, right, then it gets the dispensation. But if it became tummy outside, it won't get the dispensation. But when it became tummy inside, like the Brisa says, it will retain that leniency even when taken outside. Okay. Taikav is riot like Rav. What's the riot? The following Brisa. Hadam v'mayim, blood, water. Mashke bei mitbechaya. These are the liquids of the butchering place. Shenitmu, so very clearly we focus on bei mitbechaya, black and white. Shenitmu, that became tamei, bei mekeilim, bei mekarka. This is going to be a topic coming up in a second, what difference between keilim and mekarka. But whether or not the liquids became tamei, gathered in a kli, or even gathered in the ground, to hirim, they are tar. That's the leniency, of course, of mashke bei mitbechaya. Says the price further, top of a maze, Reb Shimon Eimer, Bekeilim, Tamei, Mekarka, Tarim. It depends. In Kalim, they're going to be Tamei. In Karka, they're going to be Tar. The idea behind Reb Shimon is like this, that when gathering the ground, halacha is, water in the ground is fit to be a mikveh. Once it's fit to be a mikveh, it won't be a self-susceptible of Tamei. We're going to have Agdaris on shortly. It's got to be at least Revius that's fit to have the Kalim be table in it. But we think of a mikveh as a 40 sub. Why? Because that's the mikveh's kasha for a person. And that's the mikvah comes for a person. A person goes to mikvah 47 because he needs to be able to fit his whole body, ratio of rubai, right? And we say if a person is one cube, is one amma by three ammas cubed, and we say that's roughly 40 sa, that's the share of the mikvah. The chamul geyser, now just in case people losing their minds, the chamul geyser that we should only tell the kalim also in mikvah fit for a person. That's why in our world, you only think of a mikvah that's fit for a person. But make your aden a mikvah that's big enough to take a small little kli, a little fork, a little spoon, a little needle, is really good enough to be a mikvah. And therefore, once it's going to be a mikvah, it's not set for tumah. is not tov tumah. So therefore, says Rav Shimon, bekarka is takatar, but bekelim it will be tummy. These mashkim will be tummy. Okay, but again, the point for how we got sidetracked a little, just explain the brisa, but the Mar is going to elaborate further on it. But the point of a bright, the right to Rav is we see clearly focused on mashka beimit b'chaya, focused on the waters of the namely dam and mayim, not wine and oil. Only the other dispensation that when they're tummy, the halacha is they don't convey tumah. But when they become tummy, because of the leniency of mashkim beimit b'chaya, Amar Papa. So Papa, now throughout the whole Gemara till now, we've been saying that if it's tummy midiraisa, we're not making chilukim between base mikdash and base mikdash, right? That's what Shmuel says. Shmuel's mashkin inherently have tummy midiraisa, and therefore even the base mikdash they can become tummy. What's the drabbanon? Whether they can make tummy? That's drabbanon. Conveying tummy is drabbanon, and therefore the base mikdash were lenient. Be mit bechaya, be mit bechaya, or mit bechaya, depends on the case, but we're lenient to say can't convey tummy. According to Rav, no, even the tummy itself is only drabbanon, and therefore we could say it doesn't even have tummy itself. But both of them agree to the premise. Had there been tumah deraisa, we're not going to make a leniency in Beis HaMikdash. You can't. Now Rav Papa's going to introduce a new tzad. Rav Papa's going to say, when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, we have a halach l'meisha m'sinai, so it's again, the Rabbana can't do it, halach l'meisha m'sinai, that in the Beis HaMikdash, something which is tumah midaraisa outside is not tumah inside. Big chilek. Till now we've been saying, it's tumah midrabanan, and the Rabbana said outside, inside is dispensation. Now we're saying, it's tummy deraisa, there's still dispensation. Amar Rav Papa, I feel my number to miss mashkin deraisa. Mashki bay mit bachaya hilchus gemirila is lachemish b'sinai that it doesn't have the regular din, not subject to regular din of tuma in the mit bachaya. The Mar is going to have two questions on the memra, and the Mar is not going to interesting. The Mar is not going to say tiyufta. The Mar is going to have two questions, two seemingly Rav Papa's not myra, two prices that seem to go like Rav Papa, and the Mar will leave it as a kasha. Again, we're going to point that out already. Not as a tiyufta. Tiyufta would mean he shlugged them up. We're not sure saying he shlugged up, but we have two kashas. Let's see. Kasha number one. Amalei Rav Huna Beidah Rav Nasan Rav Papa. Galhada Mar Belazar. Ain't tumah l'mashkin kolikar. There's no tumah for mashkin kolikar. And he brings a proof. Teida. There's no tumah deraisa for mashkin. And here's my proof. Sherei Hejes Ben Yezer. This is the famous memory we keep quoting. Ish Treida. We quoted it a couple of months ago. We've been dealing with it for the past 3 months. We better know this already. On mashki base mit pechaya. On the liquids of the base mit pechaya of the butchering house. Dachin. That is tar. He said an edus. That's tar. Now, he said an edus that specifically the mashkim of the, this, we're not even getting involved with whether it's the slaughter area versus the mizbeach. The point is, mashkin in the base of Migdash is tar. Now, if it was Allah Chamash Sinai, me garmina mina. So could you learn from this din? Meaning, he was saying a testimony about these liquids that they're tar. But if it's Allah Chamash Sinai, that the mashka for the base of Mizbeach are excluded from Tumma, could you learn from there a din, legabe mashka b'chlal? Meaning, the edus that Yisbe gave us, we derive from there, the Gemara's not elaborating, but we're deriving from there, that Tumah's mashka is only Dirabbanan, and therefore we're lenient by Beis Mit B'chai. But according to you, how can you say that? How can you make that, how can you derive that? L'chayra is Allah Chamesh B'Sinai. So that's the Gemara, next question. Amalei Ravila Rashi, V'har Rebbe Shimon, Amar Tumah's mashka deraisa. This is Shimon Shita, who holds that Tumah's mashka is deraisa. We've had this before. Shimon Shita is the Tanya. Basically, Shimon, I remember we had this a couple of months ago. Again, certainly a couple of mudim ago. I get confused with the plan of mudim. Certainly a couple of mudim ago. Basically, Shimon, Shimon, they say, we had this on back on Tezvav, on Tezayin Amad Aleph. This is Tezayin Amad Aleph on top. Tezayin Amad Beis on top, I should say. Basically, Shimon, Aimer, Lekalim Tairim, Telegabi Kalim, it's tar, but eichel to man. They hold the gabi eichelim mashkim is mamish tame, which is tumah deraisa. V'achamar Rav Shimon, and now we just quote Rav Shimon right on the top of this amud beis. We on yizayinam beis on top. We quote Rav Shimon who says that bekelim to man bekarka tahirim. That bekelim is tame, but bekarka it's tar. Now ihilchasi malikelim malikarka. If it's alocha meshem sinai, why would there be a chilip between kelim and karka? If it's alocha meshem sinai, for some reason, even though the tumah is tame outside midiraisa, it's tummy, but when it comes to the base of midiraisa, it's so it should be tar side by kelim, side by karka. The fact that he's making a chlubit in kelim and karka, wouldn't that be an indication that it's not like Chamesh B'Sinai? Rather, it is a, there's deraisa, there's a din deraisa, and a din derabanan, and we're being met lax on the derabanan component. Versus kash, takashver, both these rice are rice that's not like Chamesh B'Sinai. Rather, it's a deraisa with the derabanan, and the question, whatever is derabanan, is what we can make, and we can be make on deraisa, not like Rav Papa saying. Okay. Amar Papa, back on Rav Shimon's tain on top of the Amid. On Rav Shimon's opinion, Hadamet Bekarka Tyrin. Rav Shimon said, "In Kalim, these liquids that are gathered in a Kalim, they're going to be tummy. If they're gathered in Karka, then they're tar. Hadamet Bekarka Tyrin. You don't mean all liquid. When I say all liquid, the only two options here in the basement Bechaya, in the butchering house, there's only blood and water. You don't mean both. Leishan Olamayim. You just mean water. Water. Avodam Lei. Dafka water. and not blood, because water is fit to be a mikvah, not blood. Umayim nami leamarm el davarvias. And even mayim, only if there's a ravias there, the chazal be machtem scenarios. It's fit to put needles in there to be matar, a small kalim like a needle, or like a small like spinning forks. Aval leavarvias to mayim. If it's more than ravias, it'll be tummy, because it's not fit to be a mikvah, therefore it's going to be tummy. Interesting, this whole idea, by the way, base mitbachayim tar, base mizbachayim, the butchering house, or even the mizbeach, both, what's the concept? So we've explained it the whole time according to Rashi, that we have a din, that by kachim, we don't want it to be a hefset of kachim, so therefore, we said, drabanan, they gave almost like a dispensation on the drabanan to avoid hefset kachim, machlekes to extend even to oil, wine and oil, only water and dam, okay. That's the explanation we give. It's based on Rashi. That's what we're going through our parak. But I'm recalling that when we learned the Gemara in Pesachim, and Daf, one of the Chavre Daf, actually, Rafal, he wanted to suggest an interesting Chiddush. He wanted to suggest an interesting Chiddush that maybe it connects, at least, to the idea of Kanim's Rizimim. Meaning, maybe it's still the idea is like Rashi saying, I'll have Sekachim. But maybe we were, not have Sekachim alone, maybe it wouldn't have been enough to just say, have Sekachim, we have a dispensation on the Drabanan. Perhaps we have a klal anchvus migdish. We have a klal anchvus migdish that we don't say drabanan at the migdish. And the reason for the klal is, by the way, one of the explanations given is kufa could be related to hafsakachim. But one of the basic reasons given is because kahanim is rizimim. Kahanim has rizim, and therefore they don't need that extra protection, that extra layer of protection that chachamim give. Which is a big discussion. Then why after the base of migdish? It could be even out of the base of migdish. Or furthermore, in the base of migdish, let's say, because you want to make avodah, maybe only to kahanim, does it apply only to avodah? Does it apply even not to avodah? Let's call be telling the shayla if it's telling kahanim is rizimim or not. Fine. But the point is, if you go that the idea of Eishes Migdash is related to Kam's reason, could be that also at least relates. Maybe it's not a new reason separate from Rashi, meaning maybe we wouldn't say without Hefzid, we wouldn't say alone, just because Kam's reason, and therefore an Eishes Migdash, therefore we're not going to have this Dindra Abanim over here of Tumas Rabbanim, because we're Eishes often also means the Gabi Shabbos. But the point is that you could learn it in isolation, that alone is a reason, or we could at least say that is a svara why we could be more lenient with Gabi Hefzid Kachim, because we have this other Maila of Eishes Migdash, which is based on Kanim's reason name. That was a svara that we added back when we learned Daf. Okay, perhaps just a svara of our own. I don't remember seeing it, anyone actually bring it. Okay. Amar. Rabbi Yehuda Amos, go a little further. I'm not going to finish the Talmud, but we'll go almost to the bottom of it. Amar, I know it's late. Let's go two more minutes. Rabbi Yehuda Amos, Lakol Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says that Lagabi, everything that was touched by this mashka tameim is tameim. Now we read the sheet back again on Daf Tezayin Beis on top, and that machlekes Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer. We have three machlekes over there. Rabbi Yehuda says that he was the most chomer mashka. He said everything is tameim, and by case of suffik, it's all tameim. Why? Because he holds mashka is tameim deraisa, and therefore suffik is the chomer. The members of Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, Lutamik, Tumas Kalim, Deraisa, is Rabbi Yehuda saying that even Mashkin, to be Matama Kli, which, because he's going to the Chumra, even Masafik, is, and he's saying it's Tame, does it mean he holds Deraisa? I have a Tanakh called Kim Shesh Macharayim Matayach. Any Kim which have an inside and outside, which the Mufarshim explained to mean, the Kalim that are become almost like reversible. You can move it, you can use it inside out. But the point is, as inside and outside, Kigayin. Now, we typically think of Kalim, I know myself at least, I always, in my mind, I still have this mental block, we think of Kalim that are hard Kalim, solid Kalim, like metal Kalim. Kalim refers to clothing also. Kalim refers to soft Kalim, like we're about to see. Kind of karma, accessories, asakim, or mesufim. These are all Kalim that can be turned inside out. Pillows, cushions, sacks, leather bags. If the inside became tame, the entire Kalim is tame. If the outside became tame, it wasn't turned inside out, or whatever, whichever was turned, only the outside came in contact with Tumah, the inside will not be Tumah. That's the Tanakh. Amar Yehuda, the Medrash Mamurim, he gives a qualification. Shinimu Machas Mashkin, that's only if the Tumah came by a Mashkin. Avnim Machasheretz, but if it came from a Sheretz, then Nimatech Limagami, Nimagami Nimatech. Then you don't make a chlip between the Tumah came inside or outside. Now, why would a Sheretz be more Chama than Mashkin? Seemingly because Sheretz is Tumah Deraisa, and Mashkin is Tumah Darbanan. He's like that, Tumas Mashkin is Hamad Kalim Deraisa, but if a Behuud is of the opinion, Tumas Mashkin is Dim Deraisa, that's Batama Kalim, Malina Machmas Mashkin, Malina Machsheretz. Why is he himself making a chilik between whether it became Tami via Sheretz or via Mashkin? I'm Rabbi Dimashmuel, Chazbar Bidure, Rabbi Dimashmuel from this Psak, and Anachami, he ultimately came out that Tumas Mashkin, meaning we see that he says only Tami on the outside, not the inside, which means he holds Tumas Mashkin is Drabanan. So the Psak they made a couple of blood ago, which one was the Chazar? I'm saying the Psak had a couple of blood ago that he held that the Kalim would be Tami is Chazar. Kalim would not become Tami in the case of Suffolk by Mashka, because it's a Suffolk Tumas Drabanan, it would not become Tami. Ravina Marlimah, no, he wasn't Chazar. It depends where the mashkin got its tumah from. If the mashkin itself got tumas yadayim, which is a rabbinic tumah, then it will not. Then that's when we say it's only tumah the outside, not the inside. But if the mashkin itself became tumah from a sheretz, that taka would be a tumah deraisa, Mashkin from Bishar, the Raisa, and therefore the inside would be Tamei. Says the more basic question. Yachi, Atani Med Memurim, Shinimu Machos Mashkin. When it says, when do we say it's Machos Mashkin as opposed to Machos Sheretz? Lifim is with the Med Memurim Mashkin Abba Machos Yidayim, Abba Mashkin Abba Machos Sheretz, Nimatech Nimagame, Nimagabe, Nimatechai. You made a flip between Mashk, between the case where the beged, where this cloth, this bag, this leather bag became Tamei, Machos Sheretz or Machos Mashkin, make a chilip within Mashkin, within Mashkin itself. If it's a Mashkin that was Machos Sheretz, then in his tummy, machmas yadayim, not tummy, we should have made a further, a much more nuanced chilek. And the fact that we didn't is an indication that l'chara, that's not the pshat, and therefore el machvartik hashim ikara chaz berbida. In this price, Rabbi Yehuda is taka saying that mashka is tumma derabanan and only sheretz tumma deraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is obviously chayz, what he had said earlier, that tumma's mashka is deraisa, and therefore kalim, even by case of safa, would be tummy, he must be chayz, because now he would say tar, because he holds tumma's mashka is not deraisa, only derabanan. In this most recent price, and therefore we say Rabbi Yehuda was indeed chayzer. We'll pick it up from the bottom of Yizayim Beis next.